Elise Stefanik grips Joe Biden as national security threat after more classified docs unearthed. By Wendell Hussebo on January 14, 2023. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, the third highest-ranking House Republican, stated Saturday that President Joe Biden is a present threat to the nation's national security after five more classified documents were reported stashed in Biden's home Saturday. The mishandled documents present the possibility the classified information could have landed in the hands of American adversaries. Between the classified documents retrieved from the Biden Penn Center and the documents retrieved from Biden's residence in Delaware on Thursday, the total number of classified documents Biden stashed is now about 25, some of which are top secret. Some of the documents found in Biden's trove at the Penn Biden Center were related to Ukraine. The Biden family business has a long history of deals in Ukraine. In 2017, Hunter Biden was paid $83,000 per month to be on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company. Hunter was appointed to the board of Burisma in 2014 with no previous experience in the energy sector or in Ukraine. Biden and the Biden crime family are corrupt and significant threats to national security, Stefanik told Breitbart News. Stefanik also noted the duplicity of Biden's Justice Department, which has targeted Republicans while permitting Democrats to avoid scrutiny. The fact that federal law enforcement looks the other way when Democrats like Hillary Clinton, Hunter Biden, or Joe Biden break the law while these federal agencies illegally target Republicans is why critical congressional oversight is so sorely needed to deliver accountability, she said. The double standard of justice comes as the Biden administration has avoided complying with the House's investigations into Biden's mishandling of classified information. Representative James Comer, RNY, the chair of the Oversight Committee, stated Saturday that the White House, National Archives, and the Justice Department have all failed to inform Congress about the violation. President Biden's three strikes against transparency will be met with swift congressional oversight, Comer wrote. The White House, the National Archives, and the Justice Department failed to promptly inform Congress and the American people about mishandled classified documents from Joe Biden's time as vice president. The White House has also failed to relay accurate information to the press. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre falsely claimed Thursday that the search for President Joe Biden's classified documents was completed Wednesday night. That timeline was contradicted Saturday when the White House admitted five more documents had been found Thursday. Critics have questioned why Biden's personal attorneys were initially searching through his papers as far back as November. Others have questioned why Biden waited until January to disclose his wrongdoing. Comer went on to say, "We first learned about the Penn Biden Center classified documents months after they were found in an unsecure closet. Then it took the White House weeks to inform the public about the documents found in President Biden's Wilmington garage. And now, days later, we are learning that there are more documents at the Wilmington residence. Are there more classified documents to be found?" Comer questioned. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.